This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A Department of Homeland Security subcommittee is expected to release a report today reviewing private immigration detention centers. The Obama administration announced this summer that the Bureau of Prisons will stop using private prisons for federal inmates. Marketplace's Andy Euler says ending privately run detention centers would be a very different undertaking.
Part of it's just a numbers game.
Dynamics of the immigrant detention are very, very different than in the prison situation.
Michelle Deitch teaches public policy at the University of Texas at Austin. The Bureau of Prisons housed at most only about 15% of federal inmates in for-profit prisons. With Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detainees, it's more than 70%. Alonzo Pena was deputy director of ICE from 2008 to 2010.
If there's going to be a major change of getting away from the privatization, it's going to be very costly to the government.
The for-profit model, he says, incentivizes detention, and he says there are better alternatives.
Ankle bracelets, monitors, people reporting, that's a lot cheaper for the government. It doesn't require brick and mortar.
But if the incoming Trump administration is true to its word, don't expect detention numbers to go down anytime soon. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.